Well, Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is mired in confusion, you might even say chaos, after the government's decision late last week to limit the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine for under 50s. The government's now scrambling to source alternative vaccines. Pfizer has committed to deliver an additional 20 million doses later this year, the last quarter of this year, we're told, on top of the 20 million doses it's already committed to providing. But there are other problems emerging, particularly for GPs who'll provide the bulk of vaccinations for the general public. Well, that's how things stand now anyway. Dr. Norman Swan is our guest. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
And Norman, the Prime Minister said the government, quote, has not set nor has any plans to set any new targets for completing first doses. Is the government just being dead honest about the uncertainty of the situation, or should we have been able to expect better?
There's just one thing I want to say which colours this conversation, which is winter's coming. We had a second wave in Victoria during winter. We've got lots of people coming back from hotel quarantine. They're all, well, not all, but a lot are coming in with variants of concern, many of which are contagious. With winter coming, we actually do need to escalate and have targets for covering the most vulnerable in the community. And that we have, in theory, we've been told, got lots of Astra vaccine in order to do that. And the problem at the moment is that the rollout has lacked flexibility. It's complex. You've got to distribute vaccine to 4,000 general practices. They haven't had enough. Some people are starting to suspect that the government is withholding vaccine for the second doses when they should actually be getting vaccine out. The objective should be, and it should be a target, to get as much first dose vaccine out to the over 50s as they can before July. And that would require co-opting the states and moving forward on that. Now, it turns out that the Pfizer said on Friday that they've delivered 1 million vaccines to Australia.
So far we've only got 1 million Pfizer.
1 million Pfizer, but what's happened with those? And a lot of them have been put into aged care, which is, to be blunt, a waste of the Pfizer vaccine. Well, they've known for 2 or 3 weeks now that they've got a problem. They should have just stopped Pfizer. Astra is very effective in the elderly, Britain has shown that in their follow-ups, and the randomised trial in the United States. So they should be just giving Astra to aged care, and they could be giving it to aged care workers, get that covered, and do mass vaccination as quickly as possible with Astra for the people who are eligible. And then as Pfizer comes in, now GPs will not be able to do Pfizer. So they need to spin on a sixpence here. What we've not seen is agility, which is that their plan doesn't work when you're giving Pfizer to the under 50s because of the cold chain. So Pfizer is going to have to be in vaccination hubs, which the states have already created. So the under 50s should be going to, there should be a spin around so that the existing Pfizer, and that could be done in parallel. So get the 1B healthcare workers, aged care workers immunized with Pfizer who, if they're under 50, and really have a staged process and work much more closely with the states. At the moment, the federal government has tried to be heroes in this and do it all by themselves, and they can't.
But also, we only have 1 million doses. That's not enough.
But they're continuing to deliver. So,
do we know at what rate?
No. And Pfizer has been very coy at what rate. I did a story for 7:30 on that, and they refused.
So that wouldn't be nearly enough currently to give two doses to number of people.
It's reasonable with a few Pfizer doses in the country to hold back Pfizer for the second dose because you've got three weeks. Down the track. So it's not clear. It's not transparent just what is happening. Now, it's not entirely clear also why they went for another 20 million doses of Pfizer, which sounds great, 40 million doses, but 20 million is actually roughly what we need to immunise the under 50s in Australia. And that's what we've already booked. So the key thing is actually to get Pfizer into the country as quickly as possible so that the under 50s can be immunised. I suspect they think there's going to be vaccine hesitancy with Astra and they're going to have to shift Pfizer into the general
and
community.
A lot of people are concerned about this under 50 cutoff. They don't understand. A lot of older people are thinking, well, why is it safe for me but not safe for someone, I don't know, 10 years or 20 years younger than me? They don't understand that. And I think some people are concerned that, well, it's just that they don't value the older lives as much.
It's a line of the sand, which is...
But why is it more dangerous for young people?
They can't explain that. There's no easy explanation for why this is more dangerous in younger people. it is possible that as you roll out Astra, you might see it in older people, but that signal is not showing up in Britain yet. So when you look at the risk-benefit equation, 50 seems to be a reasonable cutoff in the Australian context. It's not 30, because it should never have been 30. I noticed Paul Kelly talked about 30 in the morning of that before they had the press conference. But 30 is for where it might be for a country where you've got a lot of COVID around, and therefore the risk benefit is greater for having the back vaccine than not if you're over 30. For us, it's an older group. And it's just they've chosen a line in the sand where they say beyond that, the risk is significantly lower.
But we don't know what the medical elements are that make it this apparently more dangerous for young people than older people.
Lots of people with theories that younger people have got more active immune systems, women are more susceptible to autoimmune system. Well, no, the Astra vaccine is a very, what they call, reactogenic vaccine. So it could be that you're reacting more strongly to it when you're younger. And it's true that younger people do get more just general unwellness after the Astra vaccine than older people. So it could be just a more reactive immune system, but nobody really understands that. It's one of the imponderables here.
Just finally, we're talking about Labor in particular, said the government should have had more irons in the fire. Moderna comes on, Johnson & Johnson, these aren't approved yet, but now there's suggestion that Johnson & Johnson could also have problems. So we shouldn't be banking on that.
There was one report of thromboembolism in their trial, and four more, I haven't caught up whether there's any more, in the CDC report. This may be a generic problem of what are called viral vector vaccines, where you use a virus to get the genetic message into the cell, and Janssen is one of those.
Right. Just finally and briefly, should Australia be working on trying to get a homegrown mRNA capability?
100%. mRNA is the technology of the future.
Do we have the capacity to do it?
Yes, we've got contract manufacturers. We could do this. Did it last week on the health last week or the week before on the health report, talking about that. We absolutely could do that. We should do that for the future. They had an opportunity in June of July of last year. There were calls to create that. Pfizer got a factory in Marburg in Germany up from a standing start in 2 or 3 months. You can do this. It's not a very complicated technology to produce, although it's a new technology, which CSL wouldn't be used to, but you could get a parallel process going.
Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Norman Swan, host of the CoronaCast and the Health Report here on RN.